candidates for county commissioner will be debating at the event. We've also invited all candidates whose districts overlap Aspen. So that includes local candidates, it includes state senate and state house, and also upticket. We know that both the Democratic and Republican parties are going to be coming on behalf of their candidates. And we have a large amount of representatives for the various ballot initiatives. This election has quite a few initiatives, and we'll have representatives from many of them on premise.
You are doing some prize giveaways. It seems like Aspen Ski Co. is supporting this event at Limelight Hotel Lounge. Tell us a little bit more about kind of the incentive structure you guys have set up.
Sure, and it's a great way to put it. And we think that's important, right? If it matters to show up in your community and vote, and it does, especially on a local level, then it's our responsibility as those who are already participating to bring people into the process. And however you do that, I think it's a net positive, because once people take ownership and show up for the game, they then learn how to play it and they get into the educational part. So as you mentioned, we're really grateful to Ski Co., who is co-hosting this event for us. We're exceptionally grateful to the Limelight Lodge, which has donated both food and drink for participants who come. So do come and get some free pizza and a free beer. You mentioned incentives. We want to really make this inclusive. So bring people who are not already registered and register them at our event and earn additional prizes or beers. And we're also really grateful to Belly Up, to Ned Sullivan, amongst others who have donated prizes to our raffle. It's a community event, and we're grateful for all participants.
So I noticed you guys added the event to the community calendar on the KDNK website, and the title of the event there includes the reference to Trump's hair. Is that on the agenda tonight as well?
Everything is on the agenda. It's a national election year, and people, for whatever worth, tend to put more prominence on a national election. It's understandable because it's in the news and it's exciting. But the truth is, if you really want to have an impact on the national scale, you have to act locally. And so we wanted to use the opportunity to draw people in the door. There will be discussions about the presidential race, but we're going to be focusing on local issues and local candidates as well. And, you know, as a citizen, you have far more opportunity to have a real, tangible, and immediate impact on your life by getting involved locally.
That's Skippy Mesereau, chair of the City of Aspen's Next Generation Advisory Commission. For folks who don't know, how does that commission work?
So we're the newest commission of the City of Aspen. Think of it like a planning and zoning or an HPC. But we focus on how policy decisions affect the 18 to 40 demographic. We have a side of the commission that has the city come forth with policy or project initiatives, and we review those and then draft recommendations or resolutions to City Council. We also have a proactive wing, which each year sits down and says, what are the one or two most critical things that we could be working on to help young people create long-term lives in Aspen? And the answer to that second question this year included civic participation, voter turnout, and critically, a more cohesive and collaborative community dialogue. And that's where this event came from.
That's from 5 to 8 tonight at the Limelight Hotel Lounge in Aspen. Skippy, thanks so much for speaking to KDNK.
Thanks so much for having me, and we hope everyone comes and has a great time. Come say hi and play a role. Thank you.